Open Talk with Les Jackson.
Love Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. Open Talk with Les Jackson. We're about to sit back. I'm going to bring in all of my guests at one time. Hilly McGee.
Hey, Les Jackson.
I'm going to start with you.
Great to be here sitting with you. Thank you. Great to be here.
Hmm. Come on. Talk to me.
Now, can you hear me, Les?
Yes, I can.
It's great to be here. Yes, it's great to be here. I'm in Southern California, Orange County, and I think we got a cold wave going through. It's probably 50 degrees, so I had to get the fireplace going. you wouldn't mind it being 50 up there in Detroit, would you?
We are going through a massive windstorm. The winds are blowing from 60 to 70 miles per hour.
Oh,
they're knocking out everything from Detroit to New York and down into North Carolina. But I want to talk about, I want to get straight to it. Because let me ask you something. And before I bring you in, I have the 941-530. Good evening. How are you?
That actually would be 914. That's 530-5454. Good evening. My name is Joseph.
Like, that sounds like Joseph to me.
Yes, it is. How are you this evening, Les?
I'm good, Joseph. Like I said, it's been a hard struggle to make this thing happen. They kicked us back due to weather delay or whatever. The feed was bad, but I told them, we're going to make it happen. Henley, tell us a little bit about credit repair, attorneycreditrepair.com.
You know, it all starts with commerce and business, and everybody sees an opportunities. It's a wonderful thing about America is we've all got an opportunity to do something exciting, and I can't wait for you to introduce one of your guests who has taken that opportunity. And she's opened her own business. But sometimes to make that happen, you don't have quite enough money yourself, but you got a great idea, so you need to get a business loan. And so you would go to a company like Joseph Williams' company, who's our other guest here that's on. And Joseph is a great guy and a good friend. And
thank you.
You'd go to Joseph, and he would put together the appropriate business loan for you, whether it's a small loan or a big loan, so that it can help you with your business. And that could be expanding your business, maybe buying another location, maybe getting a franchise, maybe you need additional inventory, maybe you've got a Roto-Rooter truck, and if you had two of them, your cousin would go to work for you. You had three of them, maybe his brother-in-law would go to work for you. So that's how business works, and it all works around using your credit ability to get a business loan. Well, hey, bad things happen to good people. And sometimes that credit file might be something that happened 3 or 4 years ago. You've gotten past it. Maybe it was only 2 years ago. Gotten past it and got things right side up. And it's still lingering on there on your credit file. And it makes it difficult for the business funding companies, which have really replaced banks, for business loans. We see them advertised on television and on the radio all the time. Business funding is the new way of borrowing money. And sometimes that credit that you have, that derogatory item, maybe it's a late payment, maybe it's a repossession, could be something worse. Could be as a result of a divorce, a business failure, all kinds of different things. And it's lingering on the credit file. So people have...
There you go.
Three.
Now let me bring Joseph in real quick. Joseph.
Yes, I'm here.
Tell me about your end and how you connect the dots of what we do to the operation.
It's quite simple. The private lender sector works on three principles, which is basically credit, cash flow, and collateral. When you have a situation you may have made a couple of mistakes, but when you're now trying to move your life in a different direction, but somehow the mistakes will catch up to you, you have to work to rectify that. So I try to explain to people, one of the first things that you want to do when you build a building, you got to start with the foundation. The foundation is get your credit taken care of.
You don't want to put
a bandage on a gunshot wound.
Let me ask you this, because you know what, Joseph, so many people don't understand about building that foundation. Let me ask you, well, I'll ask both of you, Henley and Joseph. I'm going to give you, I want you to sit back. How important is the foundation, and what is the foundation? Because a lot of people don't understand building the foundation.
I'll let Joseph answer that by telling everyone what the criteria is that he looks at. You know, what's he looking at today in order for somebody to get some money?
What I look for is a decision from the person that comes to me as to whether they want to have a startup business or do they have an existing business that they want to do expansion, get new equipment, inventory, personnel. So I kind of need a clear idea as to what direction the person wants to go to. What I'm looking for in a startup business primarily is the pristine credit, because we're looking to not use someone's documents. The only thing we want to do is look at your credit. In other words, we don't want to see proof of funds. We don't need bank statements. We don't need income. The only thing we're looking for is 700 credit score, low debt to credit utilization, usually under 50%. And if you have inquiries, we'd like to have those under 7 on all three bureaus. And if you are able to get an approval, usually we'll have some stipulations. Let's say if you owe Amex or Chase or Bank of America about $10,000 and you have fairly good credit, you may get a stipulation saying we'll give you $80,000 to $100,000 if you pay back the Chase, Bank of America, or whatever the case may be. Once that's taken care of, we're now able to extend you a line of credit in the form of business credit cards. Mm-hmm. So the process usually takes about 22 days. All we're looking at is the individual's credit.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I like that. We just had somebody also plug in. I think that this is Michael Parks out of South Carolina. He thinks that he's in a dry state. But what can we give to Michael Parks, who, you know, the South is such a funny market. We just talked to a guy the other day. He wants to get a loan, and he wants to sit back and get a business going. He has it going, but his hang-up is, well, it's just no business down here.
Well, I don't know if Henley would like to elaborate on that, but for what we do, the simple solution, whether there's business there or not, is to look along, I would say, a nationwide scale on a different level. In other words, like if you are somewhere where you may be in a rural area, if you cannot find work in that area, then sometimes you may have to look at other things. Like they have things like apps on LetGo. And in other words, people are now using eBay to supplement their income because the income doesn't exist. What we're able to do simply is quickly assess where you are, help build your strengths. If you want to start a business, we help get you the funds. We show you how to get them quickly. If you don't qualify, we have people like Henley that can take care of you, years of experience, A, Better Business Bureau rated companies, and we do it in a quick scale where you always are able to speak to somebody, and we work about 12 hours a day.
There you go. And Henley, come on in here.
Yeah.
Yes, and collaborate on that.
Everywhere, and there's opportunity everywhere. And what Joseph is alluding to is sometimes you got to go to it. You know, even though the Hurricane Katrina was a huge disaster, from a business viewpoint, it provided opportunity for people who were in construction or cleanup or plumbing or electrical work or putting in roads and all that. And so you had to go to it. You couldn't get involved in all the cleanup of Katrina by sitting at home. You had to go there. Now, that's the way it is in America. Sometimes you got to pick up. You can take your skill and you can move it to wherever the opportunity is. And sometimes you need the right tools. Sometimes you need additional personnel. And that's why these business funding companies like Joseph's company exist, is to help people credit worthy get what they need to take advantage of these opportunities. They're all over. There's all over. People say, well, there's no work here. Well, there is work somewhere. You got to go to it.
Let me ask you the question. Here, you said credit worthy. Let's explain that to the people so they understand what it is to be credit worthy.
You know, that's a great, great question. And I think for the average consumer, there's nothing more frustrating than going through the process of trying to get a business loan, providing the documents you need, getting all that hope built up, and submitting everything only to get a rejection letter that says, sorry, you don't meet the criteria, and see you later, basically. What people want is hope. They want the ability for that company. We would rather have that company come back and say, you know, we were not able to get you that business loan that you're looking for now, but we like you and we want to get you that loan. Therefore, we want you to go to attorneycreditrepair.com, and which is my company, and we're going to ask them to have their law firm, not a credit repair company, a law firm, work for you to help you get your credit up to the point where you could go back to that funding company and get that business loan. I'll give you an example. I had a client who also was doing business funding, very similar to Joseph's out here in California, Northern California. And he had applied for a $75,000 loan and got turned down. Came to our firm, and within 5 weeks, we got his credit scores up, we got the derogatory items off, called a maximally accurate credit bureau. If the credit bureaus, we challenge the bad things that are on there. If they can't verify how those things were substantiated before they got put on, they have to take them off. Well, within 5 weeks, this gentleman got his score up high enough that he not only got approved for the $75,000, he got $300,000. He got $150,000 this week, and next week he's got another $150,000 coming because in the lender's mind he became credit worthy by eliminating the derogatory items on the bureau and, believe it or not, adding new trade lines that enhanced his credit. So that's what the law firm that we've contracted with in Dallas, Texas, will do for the clients. So, and I hope that our shining star is going to be coming in, Sharon, because she is just a great story of how this whole system works. Just like the gentleman that I was talking about a moment ago, all happened within 5 weeks. Now, I want everybody to understand that that's unusual. It doesn't usually happen that fast. The bureaus normally have 30 days to respond to any dispute. So right there, you got back and forth 60 days, 90 days. But sometimes it does happen faster. But that's what credit worthy is all about. Your credit level is high enough that companies like Joseph's company will be able to say, yes, we want to lend you that money. We don't see you as a bad risk. We see you as a good risk. And do you mind if Joseph plugs his company and gives the name of his company?
No, you know what? I was getting ready to go right back to Joseph. Let me put this plug in real quick. I want anybody that has any questions. This is Open Talk with Les Jackson right here on blogtalkradio.com. You need to call in right now and ask Joseph or Henley questions at 657-383-0297. I'm telling you, we are bringing it to you in reality so that you know what's available. Joseph, come on and take me away.
Yes, I just wanted to let everyone know that what we have available are small business loans from anywhere, from $2,500. And we've just recently partnered with a couple of private equity, hedge fund, and individual investors. So now we have no cap on funding. We have commercial real estate. We do residential real estate throughout the United States, personal loans. And we partnered with one of the best companies in America, Attorney Credit Repair, because since 2010, I always wanted to partner with some of the best companies which would build the reputation for my company, moneyforyourbiznow.com. And by working with the best, I want to have the best experiences for my customers, because 65% of my business is referral business. So when we have a customer that comes to us, like Champy's Restaurant, Miss Sharon Harris, that came to us with less than perfect credit, we would then send her to another company as Attorney Credit Repair to then come back and get funding. And as Henley mentioned, in terms of credit worthiness, once a lender has a good experience with a client, and they've been able to establish a relationship where they've funded that individual, usually the process is very simple because you're already in the system now. So the money can come sometimes in 24 to 48 hours. And that's phenomenal. People need money fast. People need money right now. So our job is to get money for your biz now. And that's what we do.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And a very easy man to work with. And he's got a great staff and connections all over the United States. So those of you that are in Oregon, Florida, Texas, North Dakota, there's so much business going on up in North Dakota. It doesn't matter. Money for your biz now can help you. And let's make sure they all understand that website address, money, the number four, correct, Joseph? Your biz.
I'm sorry, my phone disconnected shortly. I had a fax. I'm sorry about that.
Money, the number four. Number four, your biz now, correct?
No, actually, it's money and the word for, F-O-R, Y-O-U-R, B-I-Z, now.com. Money for your biz now.com. And I just want to elaborate a little bit because I wanted to let people understand that I wanted to have people get a feeling that they're coming to a mom-and-pop operation. So when we have clients, we treat you as family because we want you to come back. We want you to feel good about the experience that you have with us. We want to put you with the best lenders, and we want to point you in a direction that's going to help build your business, and in the future, hopefully you'll tell others.
And, you know, a lot of folks, they get going on a business, and they miss an opportunity by not growing the business. You know, they could add that extra Roto-Rooter and get one of their relatives employed that's been begging for a job, and there's that opportunity. Maybe it's a poodle groomer, and they got too much business to handle, and they don't even think about expanding. But that's what business is. So for those of you that are out there doing business and you could take on more business, this is the meeting tonight. This is the program tonight that's meant for you to be thinking in terms of how can I grow my business and make it better. What you do is you just take your processes I went to a seminar last month at the Bellagio in Las Vegas. Man, it's the nicest hotel I've ever been in, Les. Your kind of place. And there was a gentleman there that was doing a seminar, breakout seminar, on selling a business and buying a business. And he said a big part of the valuation of the business, the processes that business has in place, is not the building, is not the people, is not the product. It's the processes. Can those processes be repeated over and over and over? If you got a poodle grooming business and you're in a mobile van and you can take those same processes and do them 50 times and have 50 vans running around, now you got something that's worth it. So for those of you who have your businesses, regardless of how simple you might think it is, doesn't matter. It can be anything or complex. Write down the processes, get everything in the right order. Now you've just increased the value of your business. Now, Les and Joseph, maybe you have comments on that.
Well, I just want to mention, like, I also do hard money loans. And, you know, in order to do hard money loans, there's usually a situation. I just want to mention to people that may be on the phone right now. When you're doing hard money loans, it's usually a serious situation where a person's credit is damaged, where they're not able to qualify at a bank. They usually want to invest in a good piece of real estate. They got a magic number. They say they're going to make a lot of money. They go to someone like me and they say, oh, you know, I want to get this piece of real estate. I like this. Can we do this? And I say, okay, where's your credit? Last time I checked, it was around 500. But I say, well, you know, you're talking 500. I'm talking about getting you some very expensive rates to do business. Well, you know, I'm looking about 4 or 5%. Well, 4 or 5% for somebody who has good credit. Now, if you're talking about doing hard money rates, you're talking about starting at 10%, going up to maybe 18%. Then, naturally, you got to pay my fees, usually about 2 points. Problem is, why would you want to pay someone 10 to 12% when you can go to the bank and get 3 or 4%? So start a business, and debt is the worst thing you can do. The basis is to get your credit taken care of. Start at the basis. Take care of your credit, and then from there, everything comes as gravy.
I'm not saying it's easy to fix, but our system at attorneycreditrepair.com is different than any other in the United States. What we're doing, and again, it's not a credit repair company. It is a law firm, a brick-and-mortar, federally licensed, I might add, because you've got to be federally licensed in order to do this, multi-office law firm. But unlike other law firms that would take on a consumer case or an identity theft case, we don't charge $350 an hour. What we do is we have a flat fee, and depending on the one of three levels that a customer gets into, they get a flat fee, and we do finance it. And it's about 70% off of what it would be if you went to the law firm and you just hired them on a regular plan that law firms have, like $350 an hour. So it's a huge savings. We work to get the credit repaired possible, because the credit repair companies, generally, they want to drag it all out. That's why we're successful at it. We focus on, by the way, everything goes on law firm letterhead, certified mail, and we use case law in the challenges. So we're challenging the bureaus, we're challenging the creditors, and we're having phenomenal success. Phenomenal.